This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, we can sit here and rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic, but David and I were making some great points. You have all these 25-year-old leftist mayors put in by Soros calling for race rioting, all of this. None of it's about justice. It's about overthrowing the country. It's about slavery. If you want to wake up inside the Soviet Union, Americans, you're very close to that. We got a clip coming up that's bone-chilling on Infowars.com. Rioters blast the purge message through loudspeakers. Any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours. So they're trying to trigger the Civil War. You were making some points, David Knight.
Well, you know, Alex, when we look at pent-up demand, you know, you got this mayor in Minneapolis who was saying, if you're within 5 hours, come here and protest. Well, they're not protesting. They're looting, they're burning, they're getting violent, and that's exactly what he wants, because you've got a lot of pent-up frustration with a lot of people, and it's going to get worse as this Great Depression continues if the lockdown is not removed.
And it's the mayor running the department that taught the cop how to choke somebody to death.
Yeah, well,
so
I mean,
literally the mob boss in charge is saying, come burn things down.
They've had a lot of problems there in Minneapolis. I mean, you go back to Philando Castile, and I can't
remember. And the Somali police guy killing
the
lady.
That's right, killing the lady from Australia. So they've got a training issue. They've got an accountability issue. But then he is putting himself out, virtue signaling, like he's going to be the savior. But again, he's talking about 400 years of pent-up frustration because of slavery and so forth. He is stoking this to try to get a race war because they don't want you to get upset about the lockdown. That's fundamentally the frustration that both sides are feeling right now, and they want to have both sides fighting each other, and they're doing a pretty good job of pitting black against white, because it's happening, it's spreading out of Minneapolis. I mean, what is happening in Minneapolis is not staying there.
Well, it's discrediting civil rights movement. So you remember from Seattle, yeah, the same thing. When you had legitimate organic civil protest, they came in with the NWO,
right,
brought in the black-clad anarchist. Antifa's present in Minneapolis as well.
Oh yeah, it was Clinton's Delta Force ran that.
Exactly. Remember, they were coming in and they were breaking windows and all the rest, and then they went and maced those kids in the eyes and all that stuff, and all those Seattle frontline protests. That the methodologies, and this goes all the way back to the 1920s, 1930s, when street violence became political theater in Europe, they learned, okay, this is how we can orchestrate political chaos. This is how we can create divide. You can hear it talked about the 1960s when they infiltrated COINTELPRO.
And now we have the Soros documents. They're doing it.
Exactly. There was no question. As soon as it started happening.
So Trump should just go on air and point out Soros is funding it.
Exactly.
Because he can show the groups sponsoring these protests are the very groups doing this. I mean,
let's go back to Bill Ayers, right? I mean, he was the one who was popularizing this whole white skin privilege, is what he called it at the time, right?
Right.
He realized that a economic division wasn't going to fly here.
Flower and pivot wasn't going to work.
Right. So he wanted to make this about race, and that's where he focused.
And the goal is to be divisive. Because you look at the George Floyd case, that's a case that could be a uniting case. Mm-hmm. People see somebody with a knee on the back of a guy with no justification, no warrant. And what I told people in advance, if he's a bad cop, he'll have a record. Turned out he had a record, a lot of complaints, lots of issues. That's a case where that does happen to white people, Latino people, people all across the country. That could be a unifying case. So what they do in any of those circumstances where they have a unifying case is they create something to divide people once again.
That's right.
And you see the riots the next day, and the riots, there's outsiders on tape, outsiders involved in it, outsiders and people that are going to be connected to politically motivated organizations. They're to, in effect, discredit civil rights by increasing the divisiveness in the local community from a case that could otherwise be uniting in the public sphere.
Yeah, the Australian lady who got killed there in Minneapolis had marched for reform after the Philando Castile situation. Yesterday, I went through a whole list of different cases right off the Free Thought Project, because they focus on a lot of police brutality and so forth. And I said, okay, here's this case. You've got people who are innocent that are beaten or killed. And I said, guess which ones are white, which ones are black? They don't want to focus on that. Instead, they want to focus on the skin color of the victim. And that's really where they're...
Because they need divisiveness.
Yeah.
Divisiveness only works for the political partisan purposes that they want to see. The uniting cases bring people together, show the success of the legal system, show the world that we're all human. It's a pro-human
agenda. It's an attempt to bring down America. And it's not that America's perfect, but they've got something really evil ready to replace it. It's called the New World Order. Final segment straight ahead with both my guests and the next talk show host takes it over in the last three segments of the Alex Jones Show. Right now, Robert Barnes and David Nutter with us. We've got a Trump clip straight ahead. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. Globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
I'll see you again.
The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so they got the purge movies, like three or four of them. White people go out and kill black people. So the poor black folks brainwashed on the world are riding around playing it. So we're going to kill white people. Because it's racism, so we're going to be racist and kill people because of what color they are. The opposite of what Martin Luther King said. And by the way, Martin Luther King didn't invent that. What he said, judge people what they stand for, the character of their deeds and actions. Yeah, that's how the universe really works. So here's a clip of that and a clip of Trump talking about all of this. Here it is.
Any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Puts us into martial law, puts us into a lockdown, promotes all the hype, and now they bring you into it. And out of this collapse, you won't be in power. You'll have total slavery.
Ever done before. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year were lost dealing with China, especially over the years during the prior administration. China raided our factories, offshored our jobs, gutted our industries, stole our intellectual property, and violated their commitments under the World Trade Organization. To make matters worse, they are considered a developing nation, getting all sorts of benefits that others, including the United States, are not entitled to. But I have never solely blamed China for this. They were able to get away with a theft like no one was able to get away with before, because of past politicians and, frankly, past presidents. But unlike those who came before, my administration negotiated and fought for what was right. It's called fair and reciprocal treatment. China has also unlawfully claimed territory in the Pacific Ocean, threatening freedom of navigation and international trade. And they broke their word to the world on ensuring the autonomy of Hong Kong. The United States wants an open and constructive relationship with China, but achieving that relationship requires us to vigorously defend our national interests. The Chinese government has continually violated its promises to us and so many other nations. These plain facts cannot be overlooked or swept aside. The world is now suffering as a result of the malfeasance of the Chinese government. China's cover-up of the Wuhan virus allowed the disease to spread all over the world.
By the way, I don't take any pleasure in this, so I've been doing this 26 years. But it's all come to a head, boys and girls. All the games are over. All the jokes are over. And we do have a president that's an American president, but we are infiltrated and we're down. We're up against a lot of evil forces, and we're going to war with China. Now, I don't know how big that war is going to be. This isn't some war kicking a bunch of Muslims around. This is a real war. So David Knight and, of course, Robert Barnes, you want to make any closing comments about where we are right now?
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at the fourth turning, Strauss and Howe wrote in the early 90s, the same people who came up with the, they look at it as a generational view, cyclical view of history. They were the ones who coined the term millennial. And they said in the early 90s, I think it was 93, they said sometime around the mid-2000s, there'll be some kind of a global economic issue. It'll take a while for this to roll through. The fourth turning should be completed by 2029. And at that point, we should have a big change in society like we've seen 80-year cycles. The last one was the Great Depression and World War II. They said,
and they're trying to hijack that turning. The people
well,
are
2030 is what they've been focused on. They understand the cycle as well. Yeah.
But I would say we're in command of the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree? I think humanity is in the initiative to win this.
I don't know. When I look at the lockdown, I'm not sure that we're in control.
No, I see the weakness of followers, David, but we're not followers.
Yeah. I think that what we have to do is we got to stop this lockdown. It is imperative.
No, I agree. This is the slave training for the future.
Exactly. And if we don't stop that, we have lost, because it's going to continue to go down into a greater depression, and then that's going to put more pressure on the politicians to start a
greater
war.
No, I agree with you that the lockdown is their main assault. It's a non-military attack that is a military attack.
Yeah, and the lockdown has established what the endpoint was going to look like. In other words, all the stuff that we've seen imposed on us,
victory up front. Exactly.
That's right. And they're getting us conditioned to this. They may pull it back, but then they'll be able to put it back on again.
It's very sophisticated.
Well, it's a real live Milgram experiment to see how people respond and react in these kind of circumstances, and they had far more success than they ever imagined. At the same time, the answer to evil people is always good people doing good things. So the fact, and people resisted, people pushed back, people protested, people took action, people engaged in civil disobedience, and we often saw them capitulate and fold when that happened and occurred. So it shows the power of the individual spirit is far from dead.
Well, exactly. Their attack, though, was so over the top and so reckless. We submitted up front because we weren't used to it, but we're getting a learning curve.
I think it's very important that we get free speech back, because you look at how effective this has been to the people who simply look at CNN and Fox News.
I think the establishment that isn't self-defeatist gets now, oh, wow, this is a real takeover.
Yeah.
I think they realize speech being cut out really was bad.
Well, there's a lot of people who are willing to stand up and not comply, but there's a lot of people who are fully into this psyop. They really are.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well, it's not called unite and conquer. It's called divide and conquer.
That's right.
And so once the lockdown did not achieve the full success that they wanted it to, once they weren't able to push the sort of new modern version of WMDs or incubator babies and exaggerating the scope and scale of the threat of this virus, and weren't able to get people to believe the lockdown even had any relationship to it, and large parts of the public refused and resisted, that's when now they've resorted to a backup strategy of other divisive form of politics, where they have African Americans scared of every white person in the world, between the Ahmaud Arbery case and the Minneapolis case, and now they're through the riots and making them appear to be race riots, make white America scared of African Americans.
So, is their actions a sign of strength or weakness?
A sign of weakness, because they wouldn't be resorting to these kind of desperate, dangerous tactics. You don't unleash pandemics that you can't completely control.
And race war.
And you don't unleash race wars that you can't completely direct.
Yeah, I mean, Knight, I respect you. You're a smart guy. And I get you're being pessimistic. It's good to be truthful about how bad we've gotten. But, I mean, let me tell you, I see a lot of positive signs.
I think it's very imperative at this point that we pay attention to what the next phase is, and that is the rollout of testing and contact tracing.
Yeah, and the secret police, and we're going to finally have the officers come to us.
Well,
it won't be cops, it'll be,
The model here is the Cuban system. So that's why they're using in Italy and other places. They wanted to do mass informants. That's why De Stasio in New York and the good mayor of L.A.
So how do you not beat the hell out of somebody coming to your house?
Well, I mean, I think ordinary people just resisting. I mean,
don't talk to them.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways of civil disobedience that can be very effective when you're within your constitutional and legal rights to do so. We've already seen it. The Dallas salon owner said she was going to open, and what happened led to national outrage.
I'm going to predict this now. I'm betting on humanity. I believe this Soviet New World Order Nazi attempt to suppress us will create the greatest bloom of resistance ever seen.
I hope so. I hope they've gone too quickly and too far. And that's the key thing, you know, doing it gradually. This is why I
think let's remember, just because they get a bunch of sheeple, there's all, just because they get a bunch of people that howl Hitler doesn't mean it's.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think it's even more dangerous when you have a situation like we got here in Texas, where the governor is putting $300 million into contact tracing. And yet, I think that's more dangerous than what's happening with Whitmer or with Cuomo or these other people. Because
no, I agree. Why is the governor doing that? It's a virtue signal?
I don't know why he's doing it. Quite frankly, there are people on both sides, people who think that it needs to be done and people who don't think that it needs to be done. They're both questioning why this small company would get a $300 million contract. This company has a very tiny office in Texas. They're the ones doing contact tracing for New York, for New Mexico.
Go to their office.
Yeah, about 15, 16.
Where are they located?
Frisco, Texas.
Oh, that's Frisco. That's a CIA operation. Oh, that's who funds Lynn Beck.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
No, I know. They need to go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine. You go there, David. No, I'm serious.
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him.
Go there next week.
Okay.
People will tune in for that.
Yeah.
All right. Robert Barnes, David Knight. I'm Alex Jones. Coming up, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. I'll tell you what he thinks about having the riots. And then the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, and others straight ahead. God bless you all.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's good to be back. What a conversation there. That's a couple of great minds when you can have Alex and David Knight and Robert Barnes. I mean, we're talking some pretty deep insights there. And then Torba of Gab coming in. I've been on Gab for a number of years now, and I just wanted to mention that if you haven't been there, say, in the last month, their platform has been just massively improved over the last couple of weeks. I mean, almost all the features that you'll find in Facebook or Twitter running just like that. Very slick, very smooth operation. My hat's off. The engineers at Gab have done fantastic work. And Parler is also good, and I do encourage the president to start parallel posting on Gab and on Parler, and possibly even just post links to his posts on Gab and elsewhere. So that people that look for him on Twitter are just going to get a link over to Gab or Parler. If this happened, this would be like a 100-foot tsunami hitting social media. And I think that Trump, the showman, the master of ceremonies, the guy that really understands the ins and outs, I think, of American psychology better than maybe anybody. You know, for all of his flaws, he is obviously a barroom brawler, throws a lot of wild punches, but he is a fighter. But he's the guy that was, running The Apprentice. He knows timing. He knows how to tease an idea into being and then pull the rug out from underneath his enemies. And I think that's what he was doing, picking this fight with Scarborough, and which, for whatever reason, instead of going after him on that, Dorsey at Twitter decided to start fact-checking his mail-in ballot tweets, which obviously is setting up this entire battle over censorship on Twitter and Facebook, or as they like to call it, their curatorship. You know, they're just trying to pick the best ideas for us peons to see, not censorship. It's being a curator. So anyway, we're in momentous times today. Obviously, currently the big story is Minnesota, and more is coming out. It's getting deeper and deeper. It's possible that George Floyd and Derek Chauvin, the police officer, actually knew each other. They were both security guards at a club called El Nuevo Rodeo Club, a Spanish nightclub, which is like two blocks from the precinct that was burned. It's around the corner from the Target and the Wendy's that were burned. They both worked there in 2019 for a year. Officer Chauvin was an outside off-duty officer security guy, and George Floyd was inside security. It's hard for me to imagine that they didn't know each other, like a door bouncer and the outside officer. If these guys had a beef, and this took itself to the curbside justice level with the knee on the neck. I mean, just imagine, this country is a tinderbox, and any random spark, like what might have been a personal beef between a bad cop, I mean, he had something like 20 complaints against him for excessive force violations, was never fired. He had 19 years in. I don't know how long he had to go to getting a pension, but I think he's going to be getting his pension in the hotel gray bar for a long time to come, and I don't envy his experience there. He'll probably have to be in protective custody. One of the things that's worrying me the most, now looking to tonight, Friday night in Minnesota, I watched the press conference with the governor and others today. The Minnesota National Guard Major General, he said that they are being issued weapons, which I assume means also live ammunition. And when questioned, said they, you know, he didn't want to get into their rules of engagement, but he said that they will be able to, you know, use themselves to use self-defense. Then it all comes down to where will they be positioned. If they're on the outskirts, not blocking looters, if they're just in force in trucks, you know, far away from the action, it won't make any difference. But if they station, National Guard and Humvees in the areas where the looting and the burning has been taking place, then we might see a use of force incident. And what's worrying me, I'm harking back now to 4 years ago in Dallas, there was following Ferguson riots. There were riots in Dallas. They were turned into a march. The Black Lives Matter and Antifa did a march, and a guy named Micah Johnson, a 25-year-old, took a rifle up on a parking garage, and he shot and killed five Dallas police officers and wounded others. He was specifically targeting white police officers. Eventually, they sent a robot into this parking garage with a bomb on it and blew him up. This situation in Minnesota is so volatile now. You've got, you know, even though it's a liberal state, if you watch the press conference today, people were very upset that the police did not do anything last night, that the National Guard didn't even deploy. It's like, oh, it was dark. You know, we didn't want to show up in the dark. It was pretty scary, so we decided to wait for the next for daylight. So the Minnesota National Guard sat out last night, even though they knew what was coming. People are very upset. They're going to want to see a stronger police reaction. And at the same time, you've got anarchists and antifas coming in from around the country, radicals. I've seen the graffiti spray painted, the anarchist A in the circle. So this is not just homegrown, black people who are upset about the George Floyd death. But you've got people coming in from out of the state to take advantage of this moment, and it won't be very hard to see a situation where somebody shoots at police or shoots at rioters just to stoke a much larger explosion than what we've already seen. If you put a Dallas event on top of what's already happened, this is going to go completely out of control. In that case, they'll need to bring in a lot more than the Minnesota National Guard. You could see either a Kent State type of a situation where a National Guard troop does something stupid with a magazine load of ammo. I wouldn't expect anybody in the Minnesota National Guard to be issued a 30-round magazine with 30 rounds in it. I'll bet if they get issued live ammo at all, it's going to be maybe 5 rounds, 1 magazine each. And that's it. Enough for deterrence, but not really enough, to cause total mayhem. But the potential for this going off the rails is enormous, because bad actors from all sides can just now lob a brick into this boiling cauldron, and it's going to explode all over the place. And when we come back, we'll talk about this some more.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, I just saw a couple of my book covers up, so I'll mention my books are all available in printed, ebook on Kindle, and audiobook on Amazon Audible, as well as you can get signed copies straight from me and cut Amazon out of the deal. You know, this situation in Minnesota, it really is like a bubbling cauldron, you know, with steam and little pops and explosions coming out of it. And this is when some really evil people can move in and, for whatever reasons, whether they just, you know, want to see things burn. Some people just want to see things burn. Some people want to become famous in their own mind, even for like changing the course of history. And it wouldn't take much. You know, the first night of the riots, there was a group, they were called the Armed Rednecks in the mainstream media, that were just like volunteers that kitted up with their hard plates and ARs and took up station. They even referenced the LA riots, rooftop Koreans. So you can see from the right and from the left. The left would be the Antifa and anarchists, the black bloc guys coming into town to break windows and throw Molotov cocktails and fire big fireworks into stores and at cops. This is a situation that is fraught with peril, to put it mildly. Then you've got the Minnesota National Guard on a very short leash. Everybody very afraid of what would happen if there was some sort of a Kent State situation, particularly at night, you know, with somebody lighting off a magazine. And in a situation like this, it would be especially easy to do a false flag operation, something that would be blamed on the armed redneck vigilantes, for example. And, you know, the mainstream media, all they need is a pretext for a narrative. It doesn't really matter what the facts of a case are, as we saw from the Russian collusion hoax. They're willing to run with lies as long as there's a, you know, barely plausible hook for a narrative. They'll run with it. So if there's a shooting in Minnesota, it'll be blamed on, you know, the white vigilantes and be used as an excuse to crack down on the Second Amendment. Now, fortunately, we don't have an Eric Holder or a Loretta Lynch in charge of the Justice Department. Now we have Robert Barr. And there's a part of the U.S. Code called U.S. Code 2001. Or excuse me, 2101, 18 U.S.C. 2101, and it's the Riot Act. Anybody that comes to Minnesota and is arrested rioting could face some pretty serious federal time. And under, you know, Loretta Lynch or Eric Holder, it wouldn't have mattered. They would have been given medals, you know, and probably a plane ticket to and from in a hotel room. But in the Barr Justice Department, these guys could face some serious time. So anybody who's considering crossing state lines, you know, to fire fireworks at police or throw Molotov cocktails, they could be facing a real hard time. Federal time, there's no probation. You do it all. You do like 90% minimum. But there are people, I think, that are willing to do this, and it's something that all sides have to be on alert for. Personally, stay away from riots, you know, stay away from large crowds, pandemic or not. I want to switch gears from Minnesota a little bit and talk about the state of our country. I think that the deep state is extremely concerned now. The worm has turned. It's, you know, justice is grinding very slowly, but it's grinding. We saw with the U.S. attorney named Jensen. He's the one that was looking into the Flynn situation. Well, there's also Durham in Connecticut building the bigger case, and another U.S. attorney has been assigned to look into all the unmasking, which is going to be very embarrassing for a lot of Democrats and for some Republicans, because they're going to be seen as colluding in this coup, in this silent coup against Trump. All of these players now are going to be unmasked. The unmaskers shall be unmasked. Next week, Rod Rosenstein is going before the Senate. Some of the questioning is going to be very difficult. How many times did he talk to Mueller before naming Mueller as the special counsel? You know, so not to get into this too deeply, but the deep state actors that were perpetrating this coup before the election of Trump, and for the 3 years after, trying to kneecap him and sabotage him, they're going to face justice. Some of them could go to jail. A lot of these people are not going to do a G. Gordon Liddy and go to jail quietly. They're going to say, I was following orders, and it's going to go up and up the chain of command. to the Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and then Obama level. So these people are freaking out, and they would absolutely love nothing more than to create conditions of total mayhem and chaos in this country. And they're also going to continue the lockdown as much as they can in the blue states, hoping to continue to stifle the economy, thinking that this is going to hurt Trump in November. I think that's going to have a completely backwards effect. I think that all the, you know, the middle class, small entrepreneurs, they're blaming their Democrat politicians. They're not blaming Trump. They're blaming the Democrat politicians. But they're going to keep this entire coronavirus panic going, because what they really want, the big game here, is the mail-in national election. They want to do what they've been doing in California and mail ballots to every registered voter in the last century, living or dead, at every possible old address that they've got. Just flood the country with mail-in ballots and then harvest them en masse. You know, they're just going to be bringing in truckloads of ballots and dumping them out. And no matter who wins in November, it's going to put the entire election into under a cloud of doubt as to whether it's legitimate or not. This is the deep state. These are the globalists going for broke, actually trying to discredit an American election. If they can't win it, they want to discredit it. And we see in Minnesota, there, you know, the pot is being stirred to the point where we could have a hot summer of riots across the country. In 1968, when Martin Luther King was killed, it spread from city to city until about a dozen cities were burning the way we've seen Minneapolis. So this can continue. This isn't by any means over. And all it's going to take is somebody firing into a crowd of policemen or a crowd of protesters who wants this to go up an order of magnitude. And the globalists, the deep staters, they are in a panic about their high-ranking members literally going to prison for what they did against Trump before and after the election. And they would rather see this country in flames than go down like that. They would rather see this country in flames. This is the stage in the poker game where the lights go out and the table gets knocked over. You know, all bets are off. We've got a pandemic going on. An economic lockdown that's just crippling people's businesses and livelihoods. We've got the country divided between the masks and the no masks, the lockdowns and the defying lockdown people. And it's going to come to a head. And Trump can't even have rallies because we can't put all the people, you know, into an arena that close at this point in our understanding of this virus. So now we're going for other options like these flotillas, the Trump-tillas, you know, other ways of showing support where you don't have to get people that close together. But at least for the time being, all eyes are going to be on Minneapolis, because you've got Minneapolis police, state police, National Guard, Antifas, armed blacks, armed whites, and it's not going to take much to send this entire boiling pot, you know, right across the floor to burn everybody's feet. And I'm going to get back to this just in the other side of this break. This is some momentous days that we're coming into.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
You know, when there's a crisis underway, it's easy to just focus down on it and just study Minnesota as if it's just a unique event or maybe a follow-on to Ferguson and Baltimore and other events like that, even going back to the L.A. riots or Martin Luther King riots. But you have to force yourself to focus, pull the focus back out, and look even beyond national and look global, because we're not the only country in the middle of a crisis right now. There is truly a global crisis right now, even before this pandemic, in economic terms. But with this pandemic, on top of everything else, countries from Brazil to Russia are struggling with this thing, and we're not through with it. It would be nice to say we're just past it. South Korea has done about as good as any country could They had breakouts after nightclubs were open. They opened schools back up, and now they're closed again. So it's glib to just say, hey, you know, it's all a hoax, and we can just ignore it. We can't ignore it, but nor can we allow this, you know, lockdown panic to keep us shut in our houses and turn us into slaves. We have to learn how to live with this thing that China unleashed. And China did unleash this thing. Whether they did it intentionally or accidentally on purpose by having very lax and unprofessional standards, you know, in their Wuhan P4 Virological Institute, they let it out. And once they let it out, they let it spread to the rest of the world. They could have fallen on the hand grenade, so to speak, and the world would have been appreciative if they had said, we're locking down China and Wuhan, and warned the country even back last December when they knew what was going on. They completely knew what was going on, but they didn't. So once they decided to lock down China but allow the flights to the rest of the world, they turned the this COVID-19 into a bioweapon against the war. And I want to talk a little bit about parallels that I see between the 1930s and Japan and the 2020s in China. And you can even roll Nazi Germany into it because, in my opinion, China has turned from being a Marxist-Leninist country that it started out under Mao. It went through just an authoritarian phase. Now it's going into a national socialist phase. Even Hong Kong Chinese and Taiwanese, they're saying what's happening in the mainland. They're not Chinese communists anymore. They're Chinese Nazis. They're building up their national racial, the Han Chinese identity as like a Superman, really smart. We deserve to run the world. And in some ways, this is worse than the 1930s. Yeah, in the 1930s, we had a lot of communist fifth columnists in the U.S. and in Europe, but nothing like today, where our universities have been basically turned into you know, communist training grounds under the rubric of social justice warriors. You know, but it's hate America. America stands for evil. And so many of these colleges, to get the dollar from the Chi-Com government who is paying for these students, we have our universities full of essentially Chinese communist agents. They come to learn the technology, but they also come to learn our country. You know, they come to commit espionage. They even have Chinese intel officers, in my opinion and in the opinion of others, they actually have them do training exercises in our country, knowing that we're such a non-serious country that there won't be any bad consequences. A couple of months ago, they had a couple of quote-unquote Chinese students infiltrate the Navy base in Key West all the way into the communication site. And knowing once they're caught, they'd just be slapped on the wrist and sent home. And I'm sure when they got back to China, they went back to their intel officer training academy, had, you know, celebrations all around, high fives, you know, to where they can tell all the other students in intel officer training, America is a joke. It's wide open. You can do anything. You can sneak right into their secure bases and nothing will happen to you. So this is all a part of what Americans have to come to grasp with, which is something that the Chinese call unrestricted warfare. You've heard of this. It was written in 1999 by a couple of Chinese communist colonels. But unrestricted warfare to the Chinese means kinetic warfare, like Pearl Harbor. That is the last resort. They want to win. It's sort of like Sun Tzu. You know your enemy. If your enemy doesn't know himself and you know your enemy, you're going to win every time. You know, win without even having to fight a battle. So under unrestricted warfare, they'll use propaganda. They'll use bribery. They'll use what they call lawfare. You know, while you can use these international organizations and force us to, like Alinsky, force us to obey the letter of the law of all of these international agreements while they break them all. And even to the point where we've seen them use biological warfare, because that's what it is. When they sent it to the world, while they restricted it within China, it was biological warfare. And something that really upsets me is that we have this pandemic in our country, and instead of being angry at the people that launched it at us, the Chinese communists, we turn against each other. So from the Chinese perspective, think about how brilliant this is, how perfect this is. When the Japanese launched the Pearl Harbor attacks, it unified us against them. 4 years later, we dropped an atom bomb on Hiroshima, utterly defeating them. The Chinese drop a biological bomb on America, and we attack each other. We go at each other's throats. So, I mean, from their point of view, think about how brilliant that is. You know, if you can divide your enemy, if you can cause your enemy to fight within itself, then you may not even have to go to war, a kinetic war, because your enemy is going to fall on its own, under its own weight. So think about this all as unrestricted warfare, Sun Tzu for the 2020s. This is what China is doing. They are doing a full court press in every area, you know, all around the world. I wish I had a good map of this, but I haven't been able to find one because it's mostly written here and there. The Chinese have hundreds of major construction projects going on all around the world, particularly in Southeast Asia and in Africa. They have literally hundreds of thousands of quote-unquote construction workers spread all over Africa and Southeast Asia, working on giant projects, living in barracks under military conditions. And I can promise you, as a former special warfare officer, anywhere that there are 500 Chinese workers, there is a platoon of Chinese SEALs, and there is a platoon of intel officers. They now have the ability across Africa. I mean, it's been in the news recently that they're building buildings out of the goodness of their heart for these African governments, but they're completely infested with bugs and eavesdropping equipment. Well, they're not only doing that, they are bribing and threatening politicians across the third world. And now having spread their pandemic, having spread their bioweapon, they're coming into countries like the Philippines with rescue packages where they're going to help these third world countries recover from the biological weapon that they unleashed. And the help is going to come in the form of aid packages and loans that these countries will never be able to pay back. And if we ever do go into a kinetic war, the Chinese already have hundreds of thousands of troops distributed around the world, you know, in place. I mean, this is something that the Japanese could never have dreamed of in the 1930s. And meanwhile, our country is completely disunited, you know, at our throats, at each other's throats, and we can't even identify the enemy. So, and the globalists, they see China as a way of wrecking, you know, the USA and the West. China sees the globalists as useful idiots to help weaken and cripple the West. But together, they're formidable, the globalists and the Chinese communists. And we've got to see what's going on and get over our infighting and our own civil war, because the real war is coming.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.